Peter to move out a little bit from the shore so I can talk to the people. How many of you know you can't teach nobody on the shoreline? You can't teach them on the shoreline because you got to get out into the deep.
Yeah.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
And so after Jesus got through speaking to the people who refused to come out of the shoreline, he said, all right, I got to teach my disciples now. So, Simon, I want you to launch out into the deep. Now, amen, on the shoreline, you can't catch many fish. I remember long ago when I was a young boy, we used to go out to the lake, and there was this old man named Mr. Reed, and Mr. Reed used to go out there and fish with his pole all the time. Amen, and he fished for one kind of fish, amen? He used to fish for bluegill, because that was the only thing that was close enough on the shore. One day I went out there and saw Mr. Reed, and Mr. Reed was fishing, and he got a bite, and he began to reel it in, and it was exciting, amen? And he reeled it in, he was fighting, amen, to pull this fish in, and he got it in, and it was a turd. You can catch anything on the shore.
Amen.
You might be fishing for one thing, but you might get anything on the shore. How many of you know the shoreline is your comfort zone? God wants to get you out of your comfort zone. God wants to get you out of a state of mind of religiosity. God wants to get you out of your religious comfort zone. Amen. God wants to get you out of indoctrination. God wants to get you out of self-righteousness. God wants to bring you out. Amen. So he said, look, you can't do nothing on the shoreline. Launch out into the deep. Why do you want me to launch out into the deep, Lord? Because God want to take control.
Thank you.
You see, y'all got control on the shoreline. Because you on dry land. You can do what you want to do. You can serve God sometime. And when you get tired of that, you can go home. Because you got control. Can you say amen? Uh-huh. You can speak in tongues sometime. And sometimes you can cuss. Because you're on the shoreline. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Touch your neighbor and say amen. Are you still on the shoreline?
I'm still on the shoreline.
Oh, the shoreline. You got control. God wants you to lose control. God wants you to be out of control. Can you say amen? As long as you're in control, amen, God don't have no control. He wants you to relinquish the remote control. Some of y'all got that remote, and you won't let it go. You hide it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God wants the control in your life. Amen. So you have to trust him in order to allow him to control you.
Amen.
That's a big word. Woo! Control you. So there's a lot of things going on the shoreline. On the shoreline, amen, you can control other folks. On the shoreline, you can look righteous. On the shoreline, you can come to church and people think you're saved. But as long as you're on the shoreline, you got the control. You can be righteous when you want to. You can fellowship when you want to. You don't really have to do what God said. Because all you got to do is look good in front of the folks. Long as you accept it with the folks on the shoreline with you, you all right.
Go ahead.
But God said, I want you to do something. I want you to lose yourself.
Yes, he does.
I want you to go out into the deep where you have no control. Now, there's problems in the deep. I mean, when you're on the shoreline, you can see all the waves. It's problems. Hey, listen, this ain't no catwalk no more. You can't just be saved and don't leave me alone. You can't be sweetly saved and think you ain't gonna go through no persecution. You can't be saved in these last days. Nobody gonna talk about me. Huh? You can't be saved and not be challenged to smoke a joint. Whether I get saved, they ain't gonna ask me to smoke no joint. Whether